Hey, mighty man of God, you don't just have to listen and eavesdrop on me and the guests I interview on this show. How would you like to talk with someone directly to help you with your challenges, frustrations, and concerns? Book a free breakthrough call with us so we can find out where you are, where you like to go, and how we can connect you to a community of godly men who can help you get there. Although the breakthrough calls are free, time slots are limited. So just go to realmenconnect.com/call to schedule a call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. It's like my wife always says, nothing will ever change unless you change something. So book your breakthrough call today. That's realmenconnect.com/CALL. Hey, mighty men of God, Dr. Joe Martin here with the Real Men Connect podcast. Guys, as you know, each and every week I get a chance to interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith and get them to share with us their stories, successes, strategies, as well as their struggles, and what it took for them to become the men God called and created them to be as husbands, fathers, and as spiritual leaders in their homes. Guys, because of your loyalty and listening to this podcast, leaving helpful reviews, and sharing us with the world, Real Men Connect has now become the number one podcast for Christian men on iTunes. Man, God is good. And because of God's favor and your support, I'm now being asked to appear on other people's radio shows and their podcasts, you know, to share what we do, why we do it, and how we do it. You know, the Real Men Connect Nation way. It's been truly a humbling experience. And I want to share with you one of those recent interviews. I'm a weekly guest on Moody Radio on the Jason and Tobby Morning Show right here in Chattanooga. And they asked me the question, what's the best thing a man can do for his family? Now, I think that's a heavy question, but my answer was that he could simply leave an eternal legacy, just like Jesus did. And I talked about the five ways a Christian man can do that. You know, and after the segment, I felt what I shared with them could benefit our listeners as well, could benefit you guys. So this week on the Real Men Check-In, here are five quick ways you can leave an eternal legacy for your family, and I hope that it blesses you. So here's the interview in progress.
It is 7:38, mornings of Jason and Tobby on Moody Radio. Good Thursday morning. Privileged to have Joe Martin with Roman Connect joining us. You staying warm out there, Joe?
Man, I'm doing my best, Jason. Doing my best, man. How you doing, Tobby?
I'm doing great. How are you? We're so glad to have you back.
Oh, man, it seems like it's been forever, but I'm glad to be back.
Well, we've been missing you. We're glad to talk to you today.
Joe, we're going to just dive in here this morning. What is the best thing that a man can do for his family?
Wow. Jason, whenever I'm interviewed on a television show or radio show on the topic of manhood or about men's ministry or male discipleship, the number one question I get asked is, what is a real man? And I usually respond by sharing four things that I believe Jesus Christ modeled as a real man, because he was the perfect man without sin, fault, or blame. And those four things that Jesus did well as a real man was he led his family or his followers or disciples spiritually. Second, he loved and served others sacrificially. Third, he left an eternal legacy of faith. And fourth, he taught other men how to live their lives doing the same. Now, however, of those four things, the one that is probably talked about the least is the third one. And this is answering your question, which is leaving an eternal legacy. What is the best thing a man can leave? And that's an eternal legacy. Because personally, I always say the best thing a man can leave behind when he dies is a good impression. And that impression is the impact his legacy will have on future generations. Because God called us to be generational men, not situational men. And to see how important legacy is, just think about what you think about when you hear the name Adam and what you think about when you hear the name Abraham. Both men had their struggles and neither was perfect, but we usually associate the word fail with Adam, but we associate the word faith with Abraham. That's their eternal legacy. And as men, we have to be conscious of the legacy we're leaving behind for generations to come. Where most of us are taught to leave an inheritance of wealth to our families as men, God also wants us to leave a legacy of faith as well, if that makes sense.
Joe Martin joins us with Real Men Connect. And Joe, as I hear you talking about this and building a legacy, yeah, I'm taken back to watching the funeral service from President George Bush and the words that were spoken, the way that his family and friends, even the media remembering him as such a kind man, such a man that reached out across party lines, not about politics, but just about being a good human and investing in his family and just being there. That legacy is so rich, and that will be lived on for generations to come.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I think this question is a perfect question.
Well, there's so many men who grew up without a father. And maybe they had some issues with their father, even if he was around, and they're not sure how do I leave a legacy for my family?
You know, and I get asked that question too by men, because they feel like they're a little bit, handcuffed a little bit. But quickly, to me, you know, I try to keep everything practical when I come on your show. And there, to me, there's five ways any man can leave a legacy of faith for his family and future generations. And guess what? It doesn't cost any money. All right. Number one, and we learned this from watching Bush, you know, and hearing about him, President Bush, and the legacy that he left. One, live well. Live in such a way that you make the world a better place because you're in it. You were created by God on purpose for a purpose. We're supposed to use our purpose to be a solution to a hurting world's problem. So the first thing we can do is we are to live well. The second thing that if we want to leave a legacy is to labor well. Now, everything you do at work, when you're at work, in your business or in your ministry, do it as it's unto the Lord, because as Colossians 3:23 tells us, it is God you are serving, not man. And it's from him who we will receive our inheritance as a reward. The third thing we can do as men is love well. You know, when Jesus was asked, what's the greatest commandment in the law? He said to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. But he also said the next one is just as important, and that's to love your neighbor as you do yourself. Jesus also said that they will know you are my disciples based on your love for one another. So we got to love well. Here's the fourth thing. Lead well. God desires a personal, intimate relationship with each and every one of us. It's not just about religion. We say that all the time. He wants us to know him. But God also wants us to make him known to other people. It's not about us. It's all about him. He wants us to lead others to him. And if we're living a life that's not leading others to Christ, then we could possibly be misleading them. So we need to lead well. And the last way we can leave a legacy, and there's other ways, but these are the five that I came up with, is that we need to leave well. L-E-A-V-E, Jason, leave well. Since none of us will make it out alive, we know that is true. We're all going to reach an end. We just don't know when. So we should leave this world well by leaving a legacy of faith. Make people's last impression of you be a lasting one. I tell people, try to take as many people to heaven with you as you can as you're going out. Now, I don't know about you, but when I leave this place, whether it's in sickness or in health, I want to leave this world inspiring others, motivating others, strengthening others, encouraging others, and empowering others. I want to take as many people to heaven with me as I can. That's how we can leave a legacy.
Mm-hmm. Joe Martin with Real Men Connect joins us here this morning. Joe, as we wrap up our time together, just kind of give us an overview. I know your ministry is passionate about helping men be all that God has called us to be. Just kind of tell us more about the heart of Real Men Connect.
Real Men Connect is pretty simple. We want to help men live better, love deeper, and lead stronger with the help of other men, because we're only as strong as the number of men we have in our lives. Jason, you and I are pretty strong individuals as men, but guess what? If we're moving furniture, isn't it easier to get help than to try to do it by ourselves?
You bet it is.
And so the more men we can get around us, the stronger we will be. A man is only as strong as the number of stronger men he has in his life. And Real Men Connect is making sure that no man has to do and live life alone.
And we'll have information at our Facebook page, Moody Radio Chattanooga. Now you can connect to Real Men Connect. They have wonderful events and opportunities throughout the year, and you can find out about those as you link through our Facebook page, Moody Radio Chattanooga on Facebook. Joe, always a privilege having you join us. Thank you for your heart for ministry, your passion for what you do, and for joining us here on this Thursday morning.
Always a pleasure. You guys have a great weekend.
7:45. Paul Martin with a check of traffic on a cold Thursday morning.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.
Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. If this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving.